Welcome to A Few Good Men with your host, Rick Popejoy. I've got a question for you today. Are you a marked man? Well, now, the answer that we should give to that question is absolutely. In fact, every person is a marked individual. Now, some people are marked by their habit in speech, by the way that they walk, the gestures give them away, criminals in prison by their dress, prostitutes by their dress, sailors and soldiers by a mark on their uniform, cattle on the range are branded, and in fact, every New Testament Christian should bear the mark of his master. In Galatians chapter 6 and verse number 17, Paul said, "From henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus." Now, Paul had just previously said in verse number 14, "But God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world." Galatians 6:14. Since this was going to be and had been the central theme of all of his preaching, Paul was a marked man, and he was willing to undergo all forms of persecution for the glory of the cross. And in fact, multitudes of passages bring out from Acts to the epistles that Paul had already suffered much for the cause of Christ. Today we're talking about the fact that we must bear, we will bear the marks of our master. Now, there are some individuals who bear the mark of their master, and their master is not Jesus Christ. We bear the marks of whatever enslaves us. The slave is always branded by his master. Now, here is a man who has a bloated face and red eyes, tell us that staggering along the way, and he tells us that he is a slave to strong drink. Here is a man whose restless spirit, hard face, always wondering eyes tell us that he is a slave to sensuality. Here is a man that is unprincipled in his business tactics. They tell us that here is a man that is dominated by covetousness. Here is a woman who flaunts everything that she has, and she dresses immodestly. Here is a woman who is obviously a woman of low moral character. Now, not all slaves of sin are staggering down the back alleys. Not all of them wear elegant clothes and live in mansions while they hate themselves for the sins that brand them. I mean, there are a lot of things that will brand a man. But we're talking about the marks of our master. Sin enslaves us to the devil. And a man needs to understand who his master really is, a leader. And that's what we're talking about. True leaders in the body of Christ are men of great character. It doesn't mean that they never sin, but I like what Paul told Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. He would say, "Thou therefore endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself in the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." Now, the Bible talks about individuals who have given themselves over to sin. In Luke chapter 15 and verse number 15, the prodigal son, it says, "And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed the swine." Now, my friends, here was a hard taskmaster. Sin will always teach you more than you want to know. Sin is a heavy master, and it will always take you further than you want to go. Oh, sin will put stripes on you that you never thought of. Sin will always keep you longer than you want to stay. Oh, yes, sin is a hard taskmaster. Sin will always cost you more than you're willing to pay. When this prodigal son asked for his inheritance early and his father granted it, I will guarantee you that there was not a thought in his mind about eating with the swine. And in fact, 2 Peter 2:19 said, while they promise them liberty, they themselves are the servants of corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same he is brought into bondage. Oh, the way of the transgressor, my friend, is hard. Proverbs 13 and verse number 15. Jesus would say in John chapter 8 and verse number 34, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. And so the true servant of Christ bears the mark of his master. Only thereby, only by our service to Christ and our service to others, can we be the salt of the earth, the light of the world, and an epistle known and read of all men. You see, the Christian must ever have the name of Jesus written upon him in the Christ-likeness of his life. It is useless to have it on our tongues or on our T-shirts if it's not in our life. 1 John 3:18, John says, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, that is in word and tongue only, but in deed and in truth. My friends, if we're going to be the true leaders that God would have us to be, the real men that can muster all of the difficulties and the persecutions of life, then we must be willing to suffer for the cause of Christ. In Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 10, Paul would tell his brethren there that he sought to know Jesus. He said, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings. Now notice this, being conformable unto his death. This is how Paul received his stripes. They were brands of fiery trial. Suffering for Christ proves our fidelity to him, and it brings out our Christ-likeness of character. In the battle that is waged for the souls of men, there is the devil on one side and Jesus on the other. Now, my friends, the devil will mark you with stripe after stripe after stripe if you are engaged in sin. Remember that sin will always teach you more than you want to know. It will always take you further than you want to go. It will always keep you longer than you want to stay. And sin will always cost you more than you're willing to pay. You bear the marks of your master. Now here's the question that we should end with. Who is your master? Romans 6, beginning in verse number 16, Paul says, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are, to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. My friends, God is looking for a few good men. Will you bear the marks of your master?